Good morning, Wisconsin. Good morning, world. Hope the day is treating you good for this April 25th, 2023. James J. Maloff here, Melissa K. over there.
Good morning.
We're going to have some fun this hour. We got 1 hour left with you this morning, so we're going to make darn sure it's fun.
We got to pack it all in.
Yeah, we got some good stories of the day, some That Ain't Right stories to wrap up our show. We'll be getting into all of that.
And local good stories.
Yeah. Yes, and we cannot wait to get into those local good stories. We got some great stuff for you there. Got a local Wisconsin good story of the day, too, want to get to. But for now, we kick things off with some entertainment news. And Melissa, we kind of have to start here with the breaking news that took place, like, of course, right after we got off the air. Like, during our show, especially in between breaks and everything, I will often check our news feeds and Twitter and all this stuff, just see if there's any breaking news while we're on the air. Yeah. It's part of the reason why we have a live show,
right?
But of course, everything had to happen like at like 11:59 or whatever. It was like an hour or two after we were off the air. So some interesting things that had took place. We're gonna go ahead and go through these. Let's see where we land as far as talking points. But for those that did not hear, there was a huge cable news shakeup yesterday with Fox News, quote unquote news, getting rid of Tucker Carlson. No, you legally have to do that now. I think you legally have to, when you say Fox News, you have to say the news part in quotation marks, or at least air quotes. I don't believe you can actually call them news anymore. Like they have been, they have had three different court cases that have proven and shown you that they are actors, bad actors, actors doing lines and stuff. Mm-hmm. I have no problem with other news outlets, with news outlets being around to show another side of things. That's America. That's the world. That's the country we live in. I don't want a country all of like-minded people. That's a dictatorship. Right. We don't need that.
No.
But
we need to know what the meaning of the word news is.
Yes.
And if they can just pay some, you know, $700 million plus dollars to lie.
Yeah.
That's not news.
It's not. I don't consider news somebody who gets to sit there in their little ivory tower and with all that money and their gated community and everything while they just douse gasoline on the rest of us and that are living in the normal society and everything.
On purpose. Starting fires.
Just starting fires. Just because.
Yeah.
You know, obviously Republicans and Democrats feel differently and think differently about issues. Why not just talk about like specifics? Mm-hmm. The sensationalism, the need to tie religion or tie a person's gender or anything into all of these factors when they don't exist, when they're not part of the conversation. Like it's the simplest bit that's been going on since the dawn of time. It is what every con artist does. It's what every person playing three-card Monty has ever done in my life. I'm moving the cards here, and I distract
you
over
in.
Here. I draw you in, and I distract
get your
you
attention.
To get your mind off of which, where's the ace? Where's the ace? You'll never find, boom, I move my hand, you move. You're not looking at it, and I give you the, and there's the, you don't know where the ace is anymore. Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden, you completely forget why you went to the news. Mm-hmm. Because you're all angry because so-and-so is making the world not great in this kind of stuff. Like, it's just sensationalism. It's whataboutism. It's not actual journalism.
No.
I have no problem with another side of the argument being told in journalistic ways. But the dumbing down of our journalism, the dumbing down of our news.
Paying to be able to lie.
Nobody wins with that.
No.
No. And you've got people that are just chewing and eating that stuff up like it's fact. And that ain't right. And one of the biggest, because get this out of the way right now. For those that are taking a victory lap over Tucker Carlson losing his job, for one, Tucker's going to get a ton of money. Tucker's going to get a job.
He's going to be okay.
A little no chin is going to be just fine. He'll take his act. He did this already. He was at CNN and doing the same thing. He was propaganding over at CNN and rambling about all these different things and never owning anything. Just, well, I'm not saying. I'm just, what about? Because he never could own a darn thing because the guy has no backbone whatsoever. And I would say every bit of this to his face. I'd love to have a 20-minute conversation with Tucker Carlson. I'd treat him... You saw how Jon Stewart treated Tucker Carlson? Think of that without as much class, because I don't have the class or I'm not as smart as Jon Stewart. But it would definitely be an interesting conversation that he wouldn't be the same afterwards of. They will just put another person in there. They did this with Bill O'Reilly. They consider themselves kingmakers over at Fox. So they're just going to put another person in there. What I find interesting about this is a number of things. One, the need of a... they haven't been detailed about this yet, but the fact that they didn't give him a last episode, that they just told him.
That he said, I'll be back on Monday.
Yeah, they told him after Friday's episode that that was his last episode. Mm. The fact that they're doing that says a lot.
Yeah.
It is not a coincidence that this is coming weeks after the Dominion lawsuit.
Right.
So they're looking for a fall guy. And they don't, there's no, the idea that you should feel sorry for Tucker Carlson, like Tucker Carlson did this to himself.
And he's also got millions of dollars. Yeah. Like,
it's like I
don't feel sorry for people that lie for a living and I don't have any sympathy.
There's plenty of reason to have empathy and sympathy in this world. Be smart with it. There's people that don't deserve it. And he's going to be just fine. There's no need to worry about him. And there's no need to worry about Fox either, because they'll just put somebody else in that spot.
If anything, I have empathy for him as a human, because I don't know that he has a whole lot of humanity in him.
Mm-hmm. And CNN let go of Don Lemon. The Tucker thing right now, the way it's looking without any details, we're speculating, of course. But all the signs point to certain things. What I was just addressing with the Tucker Carlson thing, it's a very similar thing with Don Lemon, where he got in trouble a couple of weeks ago. I think they wanted to let him go right away, and they had a plan in action for when they could push that button. And they were waiting for a news dump. An opportunity to do this where it wasn't the top headline. CNN cuts Don Lemon, you know, and it's not the main story. So you're looking for another story that's going to be bigger than that. Tucker Carlson gets fired out of nowhere. Boom, hit the red button. We were going to do this anyway. Now's the time. That's a little bit of a reach, because that you've got a lot of moving parts with that. But the way, if you believe Don Lemon, he was told through his agent after 17 years there. Now, that's not traditionally how that stuff's done. You have somebody who's been with your company for a long time. You have a conversation with them. You have a meeting with them, you know, those kind of things.
And CNN is saying that they offered him a meeting and he wouldn't take it. But
yeah. Yeah.
So
who knows?
Who knows?
I will say this. I want to get through the complete article before I give you my take from all of this. Tucker's firing was a bigger shock since he was a big moneymaker at Fox, but he obviously had no idea it was coming because he signed off on Friday and told his viewers he'd see them again on Monday. Mm-hmm. Until a permanent replacement is found, a rotating slate of guest hosts will occupy the 8 o'clock spot. There's no official word on why Tucker was let go, but sources say Rupert Murdoch himself made the call. It would be an understatement to say that that's a lot. There's been a lot going on at Fox these days. And Rupert Murdoch has his own issues with his divorce and all the money he's paying for that. Then the Dominion lawsuit on top of that. So don't be shocked to see some cost cutting going on over at Fox. Tucker has also been criticized for promoting conspiracy theories and all that. I think I don't want to give him any more conversation than we have to. Mm-hmm. I hate talking about him any more than we have to. moving on to Don Lemon. Don says that he was stunned by this in addition to it and everything. In addition to his ratings not being great, Lemon has been involved in several controversies lately, particularly due to comments about women. And Variety ran a piece earlier this month about Don's misogyny and diva-like behavior behind the scenes. So it's not as if he has been him being stunned just speaks to me more about him not being a very good journalist. I'm sorry, because if you didn't see this come, if you're
paying
Don Lemon
attention.
Yeah, then that makes me question if you're good at your job, because you should have seen this coming. Like, how did you not see this coming, and how did you not learn from your actions if you're Don Lemon? It's like, we don't have to scrape the barrel for these things. Why are we settling for everything from news correspondents to, you know, every other factors in life? Like, we're just settling. Like, we don't have to do that. If a person's not good at the job, get somebody in there that's good at the job. Mm-hmm. If they do things that are not okay in society, we get rid of them. They can do other things for work. We're not saying Don Lemon can never work again. We're not saying when we cancel somebody, they can't make a living and they can't enjoy America's freedoms or wherever they're from or anything like that. We're just saying that certain things are, it's a privilege. Mm-hmm. It's a privilege to do what we do. Mm-hmm. This is a gift of a job. We work our tails off. I almost said the wrong word there.
Yeah, I saw that.
And we love what we do, but mm-hmm. we give it all, and we put a lot into this work and everything. It's hard. Mm-hmm. It ain't easy, but it's also a privilege to get to do this for a living.
It is.
We can do other things. Mm-hmm. If I say the wrong thing, if I'm saying misogynistic things on the radio here, I don't deserve to have this job. I should be out, mm-hmm. and I'll go work at a factory or go back to construction or something like that. I'll be okay. I'll make a living, but right. I don't deserve to be in this spot. We don't have to settle. Mm-hmm. Jack McCoy had a great line in Law and Order once. You don't have to settle for heroes. There are real ones out there.
Yeah.
We don't have to make up ones. We don't have to scrape the barrel. Like for the Tuckers, for the Don Lemons, for these people, you know, there's actually good journalists out there. There's people that will actually take the job and take the ball and run with it. What I think all of this is, there's a lot of moving parts and there's a lot of factors involving both of these decisions.
Mm-hmm.
What I think the overall storyline is, both of these companies are going purple. CNN was bluish, if not completely blue, for a long time. Obviously, Fox News has been red as all get out. They're crimson. They're so red. Mm-hmm. But both companies are losing advertisers.
Mm-hmm.
And as we like to say, all the answers to your questions are money.
Money.
And so you're seeing both of these companies going much more purple.
Mm-hmm.
Is Fox still going to, you know, jump on these things and stuff and do what they
and
the
have
sensationalism
certain programming
stuff?
Yeah,
of course they are.
But they want to stay alive.
They're pulling back, though. They're pulling back on some of these things. CNN, are they going to be a little more liberal? Are they going to be a little more blue? Probably. But you're going to see actually a lot more change in CNN, and you've already seen this if you've been watching them, than you have in Fox.
Mm.
Like, I think the change with Fox is going to be a little more
gradual.
Yeah, yeah. Whereas the CNN thing is already in the middle of it. This mm-hmm. it's already happening right now.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the way of the world. That's the way news used to be. News used to be, hey, these are facts, not opinions. I'm giving you facts. My opinion I keep to myself because that's what we do.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I didn't ask for your opinion. Now, if I do ask for your opinion, or if I watch a show because I want to hear this, I watch Pardon the Interruption every day. It's a sports show with two guys.
Mm-hmm.
They give you their sports takes. I like their takes, so I watch the show.
And it's their opinion.
Yeah.
But you know that.
Tony and Mike don't seek me out and like, hey, James, I want to tell you about the Aaron Rodgers trade. Like, you know, and I didn't ask them for it. Or if I'm going to a news outlet, I want news.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want your opinion. I didn't ask for your opinion.
Right.
It's no different than people telling me with their flags in their yards or anything like that who they voted for. I don't give a damn. I care that you vote.
Mm-hmm.
I want you to vote. I want you to be informed. I don't care who you voted for, and I don't want to know.
Yeah.
I don't want to know that any more than I want to know what you did in your bedroom. I don't care about any of that stuff. And I don't see why anybody does care. Why do you care what another person is doing with their vote? It's not your vote. Take care of your own backyard.
Well, and the very important thing here is that we need news. We need journalists who are going to tell us what's going on. Because you know who isn't going to tell us what's going on? Politicians.
Yeah.
Corporations.
Yeah.
People in charge. People with money. They aren't the ones that are going to say, oh, guess what we, you know, all of this chemicals that we dumped into the river.
Yeah.
They're not going to tell us about that.
No. Keeping on things. Is there anything you had, any other feedback you had?
Just that news is important, and I think that it's been maligned for a long time now. And with what's happened with Fox News, I can't even say those two together.
Mm-hmm.
That journalists have gotten a bad name.
Mm-hmm.
All I see across social media is, oh, you're never going to see that on mainstream media, or you're never going to see that on, you're not going to get news from, like, we need to bring that back.
Yeah. Yeah.
And the only way to do it is people.
I would like to throw my fedora, my hat in the ring for this next role. Harrison Ford is officially retiring as Indiana Jones after the upcoming movie, Indiana Jones and the Dial of Destiny. He told Total Film Magazine, quote, "This is the final film in the series, and this is the last time I'll play the character. I anticipate that it will be the last time that he appears in a film."
Wow.
In case you missed it, there's a TV series in early development at Disney Plus. Harrison said he won't be involved with it, even if it does happen. Indiana Jones and the Dial of Destiny hits theaters June 30th. A few years ago, Harrison told a lot of people that he didn't want anyone else playing Indy. That's his role.
Yeah.
And I like that about him. Harrison Ford's not a thespian. He'll be the first person to tell you. He's an actor who takes roles he knows he can pull off.
Mm-hmm.
There's not a huge difference between Indiana Jones and Han Solo or Jack Ryan from the Patriot Games movies and everything, and that's okay.
It's Harrison Ford, and we love him.
We love him. He's loved. He's a Midwest guy. He's our own. He's one of us and everything. And he's still, to this day, I believe in the top five of highest grossing actors of all time. Mm-hmm. Like, that's insane. Like, it's crazy. Think of the franchises Harrison Ford has been a part of and everything in his career. And he's done all this not as a thespian, mm-hmm. just as a good guy and a good actor.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I think it's really cool. All that being said, if they are looking for somebody in their 40s to play Indiana Jones, I will take that role.
Way to sacrifice there, James.
I've already been practicing. I've been doing it my whole life. I've been since the first Indiana Jones scene I ever saw. One of my favorite scenes in any action movie of all time. The guy comes out. He's got the swords. He's whipping them all around and everything. And then Harrison just pulls out a gun and shoots him. Like, I don't know. Do you know the history of that?
Well, I've heard you tell the story that it wasn't scripted that way.
Yeah, that he was supposed to have a whip and bring, a sword out and everything. And Harrison was sick that day and did not have time to learn the sword techniques and all this. So he had the idea, what if I just pull out my gun and shoot him? I got a gun right here. Why wouldn't I do that?
Why would you bring a sword to a whip fight when you have a gun?
Right. and it's one of the greatest scenes in any action. I love it. I did that as a kid all the time. I did both parts.
Nice.
I do the guy with the sword, and then I play Harrison. Like, I do both. Like, I drive my parents crazy just doing those things. So I've been training for this role for a long time. And I will say this. There's not a lot of hats I can pull off. I don't look bad in a fedora.
Nice.
I think I look all right in a fedora. So
there you go.
I might be all right. I'm kidding. I actually kind of hope that they do retire the role. I'm even a little cringy about them doing a prequel kind of thing and having a young Indy. Mm-hmm. I also loved River Phoenix. He's one of my favorite actors. I loved him as a kid. I looked up to him and, you know, him passing very early. But if people remember, he played young Indiana mm-hmm. Jones and did it masterfully. He was great at it. It's a darn snakes. as we wrap up our entertainment section here, I did have one note I wanted to mention. Tomorrow, you know, we had a great episode of Director's Cut this past Sunday. Thank you so much to everybody that listened, that chimed in, that told us about it. It was an important conversation. I want to thank Rick Humphreys and his not only him joining us, but all the work that he has done on suicide over the past 20 years, all the great work he has done in their outreach and speeches and stuff
important
that he has done.
Conversations.
And Dave Strong with our Wood County Health Department, who gave us so much facts and so much good conversation. Mm-hmm. We had a good conversation about this, and I greatly appreciate that from the audience that chimed in. This Sunday, gang, we've got the Lizards.
Ooh.
The Lizards. From 1989, the Lizards have been performing in this area. They're one of the most iconic bands of this area. This is a get. This is a landing, a big get. This is a big fish we just landed. Seth and I, tomorrow night, are going to go over to their studios to record the episode.
Oh, on location.
Yeah, yeah. We're
Director's cut out the box.
It's going to be so much fun. I just wanted to tease this to the audience. The episode, we'll record it tomorrow. Seth will do his magic, and we'll have it ready to go on Sunday. Be listening for Director's Cut this Sunday featuring the Lizards.
Cool.
It's going to be so much fun.
That is so great.
Take a break. We'll come back and have some more fun on The Morning Show at WFHR. Welcome back to The Morning Show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Melissa and James here with you. We hope you're having a fantastic morning out there. Thank you so much for joining us, everybody. I wanted to touch on this before we get to Melissa's news. It's just a cool story. Ryan Reynolds fulfilled the dying wish of a 45-year-old Wrexham fan named Jay Fear, who was terminally terminal appendix cancer.
Nice.
I have not heard of that often, so that was a different word. Okay. He met with him and his family at Saturday's game the same night Wrexham secured promotion to the English football. Ryan said, quote, "It was amazing to meet Jay. I wonder if I'd have the same unwavering joy if our roles were reversed. He is an exceptional person and his family is wonderful." So one of the things I like about Ryan Reynolds is what you see is what you get. He is very, like, just tells you what he's in his brain. He doesn't have a lot of filter.
Yeah.
I got a little choked up talking to him and feeling feeling how much his kids and wife are going to miss him. Ryan gave Jay a signed glove from Deadpool 2 and invited the family to visit the set of Deadpool 3 in London once filming starts in 6 weeks. Jay said, quote, they always say you should never meet your idol, and this guy is definitely an exception to that. He made me feel welcome and spent time with my wife and kids as well. People might think this whole thing was for me. Actually, this was for my family, because they are the ones that are going to remember what happened for the rest of their lives. Yeah. I just hope this is a core memory that they'll never forget. I will say it again. When they tell athletes, when they tell stars, shut up and dribble. Hey, I don't want your political opinions. Hey, I don't want your stuff. That's fine. You can say that. But then you take away these things, too. Then you take away
from the fans.
Johnny Depp dressing as Jack Sparrow and going to a cancer ward and seeing a bunch of kids and surprising them and not letting anybody know he's doing this other than the people working at that facility. Mm-hmm. Like, those kind of things happen every day almost. And you don't hear about them because most of these stars are not egomaniacs that don't need to have, constantly being fulfilled. Tell me I'm great. Tell me I'm great. They're just actors. They're just people who enjoy entertaining people. And that's it.
Like, it's not a PR move for them.
It's
they're just doing their thing.
It's just such a beautiful thing that doesn't exist in the world for those people that want you to just shut up and do your job. Shut up and what if we said that to factory workers? What if we said that to people who work a clerk at a gas station? Hey, your opinion doesn't matter. It doesn't matter because you're on this upper echelon and everything. You're in the public eye and stuff. So your opinion doesn't matter as much. Like, how ridiculous is that? It doesn't make any sense. Now, I do think that stars, that people that are in the public eye have a responsibility that they themselves need to take on, that they themselves need to watch what they say, careful how they're talking. Michael Jordan used to always say, Republicans buy shoes, too. Like, I mean, you have to be careful. What you don't want to alienate people. It's not about so much selling a product as it is, hey, if you're a fan of mine, if you're a fan of this show, but we don't see eye to eye politically, I don't want to ostracize you. I don't want you to feel like you can't listen to this show. What world is that? What world is that we live in? I mean, hey, there's no bones about this. Civic Media, our company, our parent company, is very blue, and our station has gone very blue. Is that the only list? Does that mean, hey, if you're Republican, you can't listen to us? I don't want that.
That's the opposite of what Civic Media wants.
Exactly.
They want to present facts.
Yes. So the idea of that could not seem less like entertainment and more about you. Then it becomes about you. That's my issue with whether it's Fox News or a liberal outlet or something like that. Like, you're not only ostracizing part of your audience, you're not doing entertainment the way that it's meant to be. You're not doing news the way it's meant to be, like any factor, news, entertainment, any of these things.
Right.
Like, it's supposed to be reaching as many people as possible. Think of like punk music. Like, diehard punk artists, diehard punk fans will tell you, you're a punk artist if you're going to bars and performing, you're running around trying to make your music, but the second you get a record deal, you are no longer welcome in the punk industry. We don't want you. You can't come back and play. Like, Green Day is a great example. Mm-hmm. Green Day got shredded by they had this huge fan base, and they got shredded by over half of it when they got a record deal. Yeah. How ridiculous is that? Mm-hmm. Get over yourselves. These are people who wanted to share their music with the masses, share their music with the world. You can't do that if all you do is play the local bar. Like,
right.
The point of this is to entertain and put it out there for the world. That's what art is. That's what creativity is. I have a lot of like friends that like punk music. I like some punk music. I cannot think of a more ridiculous thing than that. Like,
but there is a spot place where you do have to draw the line, and Jack Lemmon found that out.
Yeah,
you know, I mean, there are people in those high places that you toe that line, but when you step over it, you should be drawn back. You should be told, that's not okay. It's not okay, and now you no longer have this platform.
I can't think of anything more boring than walking through a world and running into a bunch of me's. Like, I don't want to, I like talking to like-minded people, sure, and all that, but I don't want to just listen to James radio and talk to James and only James, sounds really nasty to me. It sounds like a horror movie to me. I like different opinions. Mm-hmm. I like being able to, that we live in a world, in a society that we share these things, and hey, you don't agree? cool, I'm going this way, talk you about go that it. Way. Or let's talk about it. Yes.
Yeah, I think having those differing opinions is so vitally important to having a well-rounded society. We need everybody because we all play a part. And if we can't talk about our differences, how can we solve problems?
Anything other than that is propaganda. Like, it's just straight up propaganda.
I want
propaganda.
You to think the way I think.
Yeah.
Not okay.
No.
Not okay.
No. Oh, my God. I just got a shiver up my spine thinking about a bunch of other people out there thinking like I think. We don't need that. This world can handle one of me. That's it. That's all. The number of capacity, one. The maximum capacity,
we've
one for the universe.
Reached capacity, no more James.
No more Jameses. No. Nobody needs that. Take a break. We're going to get to Melissa's news. We'll come back with some Daddy Wright stories, good stories of the day, and plenty more fun on The Morning Show at WFHR. Welcome back to The Morning Show here at WFHR, where we are locally grown radio. Doesn't mean much.
It doesn't mean anything. Just hanging out with Sarah.
Yeah. God, I love Sarah McLachlan. I don't know what she's better at, singing or songwriting. I could never decide. I would never be able to pick. Mm-hmm. So good. We got some fun things to get into before we wrap up the show today. I thought this one was interesting. Kind of a look into the modern world, if you will. Okay. There's been a lot of talk about metaverses, virtual reality, artificial intelligence, but for now, we're just real people who live in a real world who spend a ton of time online.
Yes.
But are we connected with other real people who we don't know? In a new poll, 50%, a big number there to me, 50% of Americans say that they have a friendship that's entirely online, meaning that they met this person online, communicate with them there, and have never met them in person. Mm-hmm. It's more common for Gen Z, 68%, Millennials, 61%, but 40% of Gen X and 27% of Boomers have at least one online friendship. So no matter what the age group, everybody's got at least one or two of these, if not more. When asked how those friendships compare, 26% of people say online friendships are equally meaningful to those that exist in real life. 38% say that they are less meaningful, but 13% say that they're more meaningful.
Okay.
So 28% say they're equal, 38% say they're less, and 13% say more. Okay. Mm. Younger adults were far more likely to consider online friendships more meaningful. 25% of Gen Z said that that was true, while just 2% of Boomers agree. However you feel about this, this is the new world. This is the way things are going and more forward. We do this article in 20 years. And first, Melissa and I are going to be like, wow, we're still here 20 years later. and then, hey, remember that article we did way back? I think that whole 50% of Americans is going to be up to at least 75. Well, and I don't even think that's far-fetched.
There's so much more that we do online now that we didn't. Even when we were look at online compared to when we were kids.
Yeah.
It wasn't there.
No.
So it is changing a lot. And I would theorize that a lot of these friendships come through, like, especially for the generation, our generation and the next one younger. I'm not going to name them because I don't care. Mm-hmm. through gaming.
Yes.
Because we game online a lot and you meet people through gaming, online platforms and whatnot for those that do it. I don't actually, so I don't have an online friend that I have never met in person.
Okay.
I actually would go so far as to say I don't have any friends online. I have people I know who are also online and we communicate that way sometimes, but like I video game online with my brothers and that's it. And my nieces.
Yeah.
But I would say that there are a lot of people that have a online gaming community that they game with on a regular basis.
I've got, at least off the top of my head, two online friends. that I can think of. Both of them came from entertainment, though. One of them is another actor that her and I have been. It's funny, we don't audition for the same parts, but her and I find ourselves at the same auditions all the time, where she's going for a role, I'm going for a role. We have a lot of similar projects, a similar skill set, and study acting very similarly. Mm-hmm. So we talk and everything, but I've never actually been, I don't think her and I have ever even been in the same state as each other. And then I have a former student that I taught online who lives in Alabama. And her and I are very good friends, and we talk and everything. But I don't think either of these people I'll ever probably be in the same room with or anything like that. And I don't think I don't think that's ever even come up. So I hadn't thoroughly thought about this until right now. I was almost going into this thinking this like, oh, I don't have anybody that's an online friend. While going through the article and thinking about it, I guess I kind of do. I kind of do have those two people, but both of those are almost work related as well.
Right, and I was just going to say that I do know people now through work that are online, but I don't communicate with them really outside of work, right, so I couldn't really call them friends.
Yeah, yeah, and I think that's a good
definition of
Are you friendly or that stuff?
Well, then the other thing I worry about sometimes, and especially with people who are coming into technology at an older age, who are potentially more vulnerable. I'm thinking particularly of some family members that I have who have been taken advantage of online because they thought that person was a friend.
Yeah.
And their only objective is to get close to you, to make you feel like I'm your friend, and then ask you for money or ask you for, you know, whatever it is that is taking advantage of you. And that's not okay.
No, it's not. There's nothing cool or kosher about that. That being said, I do still feel like I do still feel bad for that Nigerian king that can't get out of Nigeria, and all he needs
just needs to send him $1,000
and just send him a grand. That's it. And this poor guy can get out of there. He's been trying for like 3 decades to get out of there.
And he'll bring all his money with him and give it to you.
Yeah, seems like a good deal. I mean, I can't do it, but it seems like no. Please, for the love of God, please know that we are joking.
Nigeria
doesn't have a king.
Mail order princes. Out there. They just don't exist.
No. And when, you know, scamming does happen, please let the authorities know.
Oh, yes. Absolutely.
It's the best way we can catch these cowards that are doing these
things.
One
of the only ways.
Yeah. We'll take a break right here, come back, and got our Thana Wright story, some local good stories of the day, and plenty more coming up on The Morning Show at WFHR. Welcome back to The Morning Show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Melissa and James here with you. And want to get into some good stuff for the day.
Yeah.
I feel like I was looking at some of our, like, quote-unquote, that ain't right stories, and none of them really, like, work. Yeah. I don't want to force it. Let's just go ahead and have some fun. Let's talk about some good stories. You sent me this one a little bit ago, Melissa. We go to Rhinelander, Wisconsin, where Wild Instincts is back at it again. This time, the Wildlife Rehabilitation Center has taken in 5 abandoned bear cubs.
Aww.
The cubs were saved with the help of a rescue and transport drivers who picked up the cubs and took them to the animal rehab facility. Wild Instincts is in Rhinelander now. Wild Instincts in Rhinelander now has 5 bear cubs in their wildlife inventory. The director of the Wildlife Rehabilitation Center said that the baby bears were small and hungry when they came in. They are doing well now. The cubs are fed formula and a protein-rich foods with little to no human contact. The cubs will be released after bear season in October.
That's awesome.
Yeah, that's a really cool story.
And I don't think they're all from the same litter.
Right.
They were some separate, they just all happened to come in at the same time.
Yeah. So the cubs were saved with the help of rescue and transport drivers. Let's see. I was trying to see if they all came from. It didn't really go into it specifically.
Okay, okay. Right. Yeah. No, it didn't. But it did somewhere in there. It alluded to the fact that they were not all
kin.
Brothers and sisters. Yeah,
yeah. Yeah. Which makes it even more interesting. Great work. Great work by them, Wild Instincts. They do some really good work over there in Rhinelander. If you don't know much about them, I encourage you to look into what they do. And even in ways that you can help, especially during hunting season, they are some of the organizations that will take, eagle or deer hearts and things like that for eagles, stuff like that. They do really good work, really good people over there.
Can I call an audible?
Yeah.
And talk about the loon fallout that we have been experiencing. So The Raptor Education Group is also a really amazing local organization that helps with our birds. We've been hearing about them. They were trying to rehabilitate an eagle that had was lead poisoning. Mm-hmm. And, you know, when we have owls that get hurt, they come up and help. And now they've been working on rescuing the loons because of the atmospheric conditions that are happening while they're migrating. Their bodies get coated in ice up in the air, and they end up they literally fall out of the sky. And then they crash land in fields or ponds, and if the ponds are too small, they can't take back off again and continue on their migration. So they've been working hard, and they've been calling on locals to let them know, because if a loon lands on ground, they can't walk. They're not built to walk on land. So they're asking for volunteers to help. And, you know, even it's just sending pictures and video, if you see a loon somewhere, to either the Loon Rescue or the Raptors Education Group, they can help get these loons back up in the air. And if you visit their Facebook page, you can see they've got, there's a loon in a bathtub. Eating minnows.
That's great.
And then some of the success stories that they have been experiencing, getting these loons back out into bigger bodies of water so they can take back off and continue on their migration. Loons are really important to our, you know, they're a huge part of our North Woods and our ecosystem here.
Yeah. Great audible. That was a good play. Nice job. That was good. I did want to real quickly just rewind. Jade Fleury wrote that article for WSAW. I just want to give her credit for that the Bear or the Wild Instincts article there. And one more Wisconsin good story. Ahead of Earth, this was actually this article came for us on April 24th, so just right ahead of Earth Day and everything. The state has announced it's nearly a third of the way to Governor Tony Evers' goal to plant 75 million trees in Wisconsin by the end of the decade. More than 22 million trees were planted in the last 2 years, with 12.9 million planted last year.
Wow.
The governor issued an executive order in 2021 directing the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources to work with public, private, and nonprofit organizations to reach the target. The commitment is part of the U.S. chapter of the Global Trillion Trees Initiative, which also seeks to protect and conserve 125,000 acres of forest. As part of that pledge, the state also conserved more than 2,000 acres of forest last year.
Nice.
How cool is that?
That is awesome.
It's awesome.
We need trees.
Yeah. Melissa and I are part of a tree group.
Yep.
And big fans of trees.
We're big fans of trees.
Yeah. Yeah. So we should journalistically admit that before we talk about how much we like trees, I suppose. I don't like to be controversial around here, but we love trees. We love trees. Sorry. Big fans of oxygen around here. Hopefully we didn't offend anybody.
I like to breathe.
Yeah. Yeah. It's weird.
How about you?
We're weirdos. We like to breathe. We have some local good stuff we want to talk about, too. Melissa has our first one.
Well, this one's going on today at the McMillan Library. It's the Cultural Assets Forum. And this is happening today in the Fine Arts Center and All-Purpose Room from 6 to 8 tonight. It's a free public event, and you're invited to learn about our community's multicultural assets. Hear from diverse community panelists. This is a really good part.
Yeah.
Taste cultural foods and meet someone new. A multicultural social hour will include a scavenger hunt and a chance to win one of several Quick Trip gas cards. This is open to all ages, and they even have some limited child care assistance available there on site. So if you've got a little one that's too little to join in, the library is a great place because there's always so much to do. But this is a fun event. The agenda is the welcome is at 6. The local panel discussion is at 6:15. They'll take a short break at 6:55, and then the social hour and scavenger hunt starts at 7.
Shout out to Mayor Blazer, Wisconsin Rapids Mayor Blazer, and his assistant Emily brought that to us and everything. I appreciate that. Our good friends at American Heroes Cafe of Central Wisconsin are going to be opening their doors tomorrow, as they do twice a month, the second and fourth Wednesday of every month, 7:30 to 9:30 at the Wisconsin Rapids Elks Lodge, number 693 at 430 West Jackson Street here in Rapids. All veterans, military, police, and firefighters are welcome. Refreshments provided at no cost. A big thank you and a a gigantic thank you to the sponsorship and funding that's provided by local businesses and individuals. And of course, our great friends at the Elks Lodge. Big thank you to them for that. Heroes Cafe tomorrow, 7:30 to 9:30 at the Wisconsin Rapids Elks Lodge, number 693.
Yeah, stop down and get some breakfast. And then the United Way of Southwood and Adams County, of course, has their book drive going on. This is the last week, James.
Yeah, it is.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's the last week. So they are done with their collections on Friday. So you only have until the 28th to drop off books or cash donation at the United Way office, 351 Oak Street in Wisconsin Rapids. If you've got new or gently used children's books, they are especially looking for the baby board books and the easy readers, you know, the ones that you gnawed on when you were a kid.
Yeah. They got gnawed on them more than read them, I think.
Well, maybe, but somebody read them to you as well. Through the teeth marks. These books will be distributed, so they're going to take this time to clean them up, disinfect them, and then they will be given away during the Great Book Giveaway from June 6th to the 13th in all of our surrounding area. We'll talk more about that as we get closer.
Yeah, you can find out more at uwswac.org. Be sure to support and follow our United Way. Run the Rapids 5K Run Walk is this Saturday, April 29th, 9 a.m. as kicks off at the Centralia Center. This is a great event. It's a part of the, this is a beloved event. We've been doing this for a while. We get to run across the Wisconsin River. See community members, see people we haven't seen in a while and everything. And most importantly, support child abuse prevention.
Yes.
There is no scenario in human history where a child should ever be hurt by an adult.
Correct.
None. And I'd like to think that of all the issues that we're divided on these days, that this is one where we can all be on the same page. Please tell me we can all be on the same page with this one of supporting child abuse prevention. You can be a part of this. You could run. You can walk. You can bring your stroller. We ask that you don't bring your animal just because that can get a little, clog up a marathon, a race and kind of thing and stuff. So proceeds benefit the Wood County Humane Services Department, Child Abuse Prevention Initiatives, and Community Services at the Southwood County YMCA. Be a part of this. It's a great event.
What's the times again?
It kicks off at 9 a.m. The Kids Dash will start at 8:30. The 5K Run Walk will be at 9, and awards and refreshments will follow. Registration is available at runtherapids.itsyourrace.com. That's runtherapids.itsyourrace.com. You get one of those cool shirts, too.
Ooh,
I want one of those shirts.
I always want a t-shirt.
Yeah, they're awesome. Finally, I did want to mention one more. Let's touch on a couple of local things here in our station. We went local and we went Wisconsin, then we went local here, Rapids. Now let's go central local here in the station.
We've got the high school schedules for the spring sports coming up. So stop by the station, grab one from Pam. We've got the girls. It's got girls soccer, golf, boys tennis. The boys and girls track and field, softball, baseball. You want this schedule because it's going to tell you when all the games are. And then they play on our stations.
Yeah. Make sure to
So if you can't be there in person, listen.
Stop by, pick one up, say hi to Pam while you're at it. Never a bad idea. And then I just wanted to touch on this fun little event that we've been kicking around
it's
and thinking
this
about doing.
Little thing.
It's not. It's Hoozle's Rise to Music. It's huge. It's bigger than the universe.
It's twice as big as last year.
Yeah, it is.
At
nicely
least.
Done. Yeah, Hoozle's Rise to Music Competition 2023. It kicks off Thursdays June and July at 6 over at Hoozle's at the Lakes at 1497 Alpine Drive in Wisconsin in Nakusa. You can go to the website Hoozle'sRiseToMusic.com. That's all one word. Hoozle'sRiseToMusic.com. That's also where you can register if you're a musician.
And you want to get your registration in soon because it's going to fill up.
Like and follow the Facebook page as well. Just type in your search bar, Hoozle's Rise to Music. This is our second annual one. It kicks off June 8th. This summer, musicians will compete for the title of Rise to Music Champion 23, cash prizes, radio airtime, and more. This competition is designed to provide musicians with a safe space to showcase their music, gain exposure in the industry, and rise up their music careers.
And we have an exciting announcement.
Yeah.
The Rafters are involved this year.
So cool.
That's awesome.
We're going to be able to feature these artists on new shows as well. Last year, we didn't have Director's Cut. We didn't have Max Inc. Radio.
Right.
We do now.
Mm-hmm.
Musicians can register as a solo, duo, or trio. No entry fees for this. Musicians are expected to prepare and play for a minimum of 15 minutes of performance time. They may perform covers or their own original material. For musician registration, again, hoozlesrisetomusic.com. All one word, hoozlesrisetomusic.com. Let's go over the prizes.
Yeah.
Qualifier prize. Radio interview here at WFHR, performance at the Wisconsin Rapids Rafters Ballpark, and 200 cash prize.
That's a lot of money.
That is sweet. That's a great gig right there. All three of the one of those
just
things have been
qualifying.
Great. Yeah, yeah. Now, the grand final prize, paid residency with Hoozles at the Lakes, studio recording time, radio interviews with the Civic Media Network, performances at Wisconsin Rapids Rafters Ballpark, cash prize, and the title of Rise to Music Champion 23.
Nice.
I wonder if we have a trophy for that. We should have a trophy
for
that.
We should have a trophy. I'm sure we could get one.
Yeah, we can't have enough trophies in life. Right. We need more trophies. That's fantastic. It's so much fun. We are so excited about this. A shout out to, of course, our friends at Hoozles, who you know, are great. They're just great teammates. They really are all in on this.
Oh yeah!
And a special shout out to our head of
the biggest shout out too.
Yeah, Steph Schmidt. This is Steph's baby. She
worked
so hard on this.
She really did.
It's so cool to see when she was first talking about this to where we are now.
Mm-hmm.
Like, nice work, Steph.
Absolutely.
Really nice work. Great show, Mel. This was fun. It's a good show. Appreciate the best listeners in radio, all of you out there listening. Stick around. We got Morning Magazine kicking off for the day, for the week, really. We're looking forward to our guests that are going to join us today. In part one, we're going to talk with the Heart of Wisconsin Chamber of Commerce. We got Katie Wright coming in, along with Missy Redcloud, that is part of the leadership class.
Oh, good.
And in part two, we're going to talk with Cabau, the Hmong advocate for the Family Center, talk a little bit about domestic violence in the Hmong culture, in the Hmong community, in that.
Awareness to that.
Yes. Looking forward to these conversations. Looking forward to hanging out with you and Seth tomorrow.
It's going to
be a lot of fun. We'll meet you there. Meet you here, right there, on the morning show at WFHR, where we are locally grown radio.